Welcome to another Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie, exploring a 2012 release by ECM new series called Saltarello. Viola, Viola d'Amore, and medieval fiddle player Garth Knox is joined by cellist Agnes Westermann and percussionist Sylvain Lemaitre on a CD that embraces music of, nearly 1,000 years, from Hildegard of Bingen to music of Knox himself. That alone sets one musing yet again to what the heck early music is. Is our brief here to talk about music that comes from before a certain date? If so, I'll leave it to you, gentle listener, to decide what that date is and let me know. And while you're at it, do please tell me where traditional music, folk music, and other music whose composition date is unclear fit into this picture. Or is early music played on certain instruments? Maybe ones that are not in a modern orchestra, but, also, of course, not electric. Perhaps we can just say those that are called early instruments by their makers? Or are we talking about a style of playing that identifies itself? How can a style of playing identify itself? Perhaps the player or the listener identifies it as early music or historical performance. Well, thank you very much, Garth Knox, for opening this huge can of worms. But what the heck? ECM is a label that is well known for the quality of sound that it produces for the listener. So let us just enjoy the music and let the Scotsman Garth Knox tell us what he's doing. Garth Knox says that Celtic folk music is one of the hidden threads that run through the CD, and that the chronological order of the pieces on the recording does not determine their sequence, but rather what he hears as their relation to each other, as well as exploring the outer reaches of historical performance ideas. Here's an example. Knox points out the tendency of Baroque performance toward lightness and clarity. So he takes a Vivaldi concerto for viola d'amore, scored originally for that instrument, accompanied by a small string orchestra plus continuo, which could be, for instance, harpsichord or perhaps a plucked instrument like a chitarrone or a harp, and he performs it with just two players, himself on viola d'amore and a cellist playing the bass line. In the slow middle movement, the cellist does not even use her bow, but plucks the bass line, realizing the chords implied by it in an undeniably historically informed fashion. Knox also does pairings of pieces for various reasons. Here's an example in which Hildegard's Ave Generosa, obviously a devotional piece if you hear the words, though of course we don't hear, is joined to a piece from several centuries later, Tell-lui aux mains by Guillaume de Machaut. ¶¶ So we've just heard the joining of two vocal pieces, both played on the medieval fiddle. The first a bit of religious ecstasy, making the transition emphasized by the entry of percussion into the courtly and secular realm of the poet and composer Machaut, who tells us that he who laughs in the morning will cry in the evening. Even without reading the liner note, the early music aficionado will hear the flow from Purcell to Vivaldi and the sound of familiar pieces in unusual arrangements. And the casual listener will hear three musicians creating a great deal of variety in color. That's it for this time. If you'd like to know more about this recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.